Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, March 27th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is USHBC congratulates Christina Antello on Ferox Strategy's expansion. The United States Hispanic Business Council, USHBC, congratulates Christina Antello, founding principal of Ferox Strategies, on the expansion of her bipartisan federal government relations firm. With the addition of high-profile clients like NALCAB, Fresenius Kabi, Kohl's, and the NFL, Ferox Strategies solidifies its reputation as a trusted advocate. USHBC President and CEO Javier Palomares praises Antello's expertise and commitment to excellence, highlighting her leadership in government relations. Since 2018, Ferox Strategies has been recognized for its success in policy areas, serving clients from nonprofits to Fortune 500 companies. The firm's growth reflects dedication to advocacy and innovative solutions, with a diverse team delivering big firm results. USHBC looks forward to continued collaboration with Christina Antello and Ferox Strategies in advancing policy solutions for the American economy.
Due to the decision of the tax authorities not to refund VAT, Ferexpo warns of serious negative consequences: reduction in workforce, procurement, taxes, and investment. Ferexpo, an iron ore company based in Switzerland and listed on the London Stock Exchange, faces serious consequences due to the Ukrainian tax authorities' decision not to refund VAT. This decision amounts to approximately $12.5 million for January 2025, putting financial pressure on Ferexpo. As a result, the company will have to reduce production and sales by 75%, risking thousands of jobs, cutting tax revenues by 50%, halting investments in Ukraine, and decreasing purchases of goods and services by 50%. Ferexpo urges the Ministry of Finance and the State Tax Service of Ukraine to restore VAT refunds to avoid further economic and social disruptions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.